Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox and I am happy to be here and continue the discussion on step 8, possibilities. And tonight we're going to talk about how life gets exciting when we are open and say yes to possibilities. Super excited to get into all of that. And my beautiful co-host has not shown up yet, so we will continue moving on, but hopefully Terry Sayer will be here soon. We have one of our favorite people in the world as our guest coach tonight, so we're super excited to introduce to all of you Alana Schwartz.
I'm so excited to join you tonight.
We are so excited to have you. It has been a long time of us trying to get you here, and now that you are a West Coaster, we made it happen. So,
yep, those time zones
will
get you.
Yeah. We would love for you to share with the audience what it is that you get to do and who it is that you get to serve.
So I have the privilege of helping people actually put the dance in abundance and get really clear on what they want and need so that they can move forward and have more fun in their lives. I get to serve people that are feeling stuck, that might want to be able to find more light in their lives as well as to find the gifts in every single situation, because I'm a firm believer there is a gift in everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not always, it's easier to believe than it is to practice,
oh.
I find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole everything happens for a reason, like I believe that. But then when really undesirable things happen, I'm like, okay, do I really believe this?
Sometimes it's all about shifting perspective and how we look at it.
Yeah.
And yes, there are icky things that happen. There are just yucky, gross, awful things that can happen. And what can we learn from it?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, we want to welcome the beautiful Terry Sayer to the call tonight. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I am doing great. So sorry I lost track of time. And here I am.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, we have already introduced Alana, so we are going to get right to it. So, Alana,
great.
What does possibilities mean to you?
Oh, I love that word, possibilities and opportunities. I think it's all about what it could be and what you want your life to look like. And it's almost like playing with your imagination and getting rid of any excuse under the sun, like get rid of that money, time, blah, 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 all those other things, and simply being able to play with what could life look like in each area of your life. And it's almost like having this walking vision board of, oh my gosh, I want this and this and I want this and this and this. And just the sky is absolutely the limit. Like, and being able to, okay, I get very excited about this, obviously. Just having that abundance, like that overflow in every single area of your life without having to worry about the what if it doesn't, it's the what if it could, like what if it does?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and I think we can tell that life is exciting with possibilities with you.
Yes. it can be fun. It can be fun.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. So when helping your clients to use possibilities to support themselves, where is it that you start? What is it? How do you support them with that?
Well, I actually take them through kind of a three-step exercise class, steps, because I'm all about dancing and shifting and all of that. But I actually start with what they don't want. And especially if there's an area of your life that you've been focusing on, like it could be anything, but really sitting down and write down what you don't want. If it's, you know, I'm tired, area of your life. Like when it comes to health or this or that, like I don't want to cut calories. I don't want to do this or whatever it may be. Like really just doing kind of a mind dump of all the things that you don't want and then looking at what you do want, what you desire, and not judging it as it comes out, simply journaling it and writing it all down. Letting your mind just go to all the, you know, opportunities that are available. If you could just simply have a magic wand and create your magic life, or not magic life, but create your life, what do you truly desire? What do you want to bring in? And then looking at, you know, where do you want to go? What's it going to look like down the road? What could be the different paths that are available to you? And coming back and looking at, you know, the things that may not be in alignment with where you want to go, perhaps if you can, let those go so that you can focus on the road that you are going to and that you really want to bring into your life. And bringing in more of that. Do you need support in those different areas of your life? Can you get there where you are right now? And if things are, if you're doing things that may not be in alignment with where you want to go, then it may be time to revisit it and look at priorities.
Yeah. Terry, what are you thinking right now?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, the 12 steps to freedom really get us to this point. The possibilities is near the, you know, the end of the 12 steps. I can't remember what number it is. Is it 10?
It's 8.
It's 8, I think.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead too far. Anyway, we surrendered. You know, we surrendered the things. Maybe those are the things that we don't want. The things that are not serving us, the challenges that, you know, that we're willing to surrender, to forgive people and to forgive ourselves and just kind of be this this new slate, you know, empty slate here. We've surrendered those things that are not serving us, and now we're ready to have a mindset or a filter to see all the potential and possible ways that we can move forward. And so I think it's really an opportunity that can be challenging, that can be out of our comfort zone, that can scare the diddly out of us. But because we've surrendered that thought that we can't accomplish anything, or that we're not good enough, or that we've forgiven ourselves for areas in our lives that have stopped us from moving forward, and we're ready, you know, we're ready to intentionally have discernment and be able to see and seek after possibilities. And like Alana said, it's just dream, you know, dream of what is it that you, if you had no obstacles, there was nothing that could keep you from having what you really want, what would that be? What would it look like? And just getting clear on what it is you truly want. And then going forward, using your intentions, using all the tools that we've talked about in Fearless Living for the last however many months, and be able to access those tools and navigate this beautiful space that we've cleared because we've surrendered everything that's holding us back, and we're ready to move forward and just have these eyes open, heart open, mind open to see the possibilities ahead of us and then take the action to get there.
Yeah.
That's what
thinking. Yeah, I think a tool that I love around possibilities is stretch, wrist, die. Because mm-hmm. we look at that thing that we want and then we go, okay, what is possible? What is possible for me to do to step out and to achieve that thing that I want, those possibilities that I want? And stretch, wrist, die can help us take those baby steps to step towards those possibilities, those opportunities that we want for ourselves. So I really like that as a tool. But also I think you can use intention with possibilities of some type of intention around being open and willing to say yes to possibilities that become available, and having an intention that supports you to be in that place of you know, having your eyes open, having your ears open, and being willing to say yes when that opportunity is presented, or being able to step up and ask for the opportunity that we're wanting.
Mm-hmm. And recognizing that it may not be exactly, it may not show up exactly as how we thought it might. And it's, you know, releasing the attachment to those outcomes and looking at where there might be expectations of, well, I thought it was going to look this way. It may show up in a different way, and being willing and open to, you know, to explore it, to look at things in a different mm-hmm. way. To sometimes, like, it's almost like if you get, like, somebody hands you a gift and you kind of look at the front of it and you're like, oh, okay. But, like, you turn it and then all of a sudden it's just, it's something completely different that you didn't expect because you turned it. And, yeah. you know, feeling willing, sometimes a step is not always forward. It could be to the side. It's still movement. Sometimes we need mm-hmm. to take a step back to propel us forward. Because if you think about whenever you need to walk, you have to push off somewhere. So being open and willing and just kind of surrendering to it, where it's almost like life is kind of like that dance where it lets you fix you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flexibility is really important. And I think that's part of surrendering, surrendering mm-hmm. to the specific outcome. Because we've been used to doing that our whole lives, right? You know, we go down this path and this is going to be at the end of the path. And, you know, and we have this desire for it to all be laid down in front of us. And we see the whole thing from the beginning. And that's not looking for possibilities, right? That's putting on blinders and just moving forward. So it's that flexibility, that willingness to see the possibilities and embrace whatever comes along. You know, it's really it's really the whole idea of surrendering those outcomes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Terry, what is a tool that you feel goes along with possibilities and letting our life be exciting?
Well, I think you've already mentioned my number one favorite tool for this is intention. Intention mm-hmm. is the opposite of expectation, and expectation is tying yourself to a specific outcome, or, you know, having this idea that it just be one way, or if it doesn't work out that way, then it's wrong, or, you know, having the black and white filter as you look at things being it's either right or it's wrong. It's the intention to be open, to be willing, to practice. I think, you know, I'm willing to practice being open-hearted. I'm going to practice being lighthearted. I'm going to practice having fun. I'm going to look for opportunities to have that dance that Alana talks about so much, where I can sidestep, I can cha-cha, I can waltz, I can do whatever dance it is that's going to bring me that inner peace, that joy that keeps me propelled to move forward in my life, because it's a journey of joy and excitement. And even in the middle of chaos, in the middle of, in pain or grief, you can still have that intention to be willing to practice and to move forward and to give yourself the peace and joy that you can give yourself by being willing to see every incident in your life as an opportunity to grow an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to become more like, you know, for me, it's to become more like my model, whom I seek to emulate in my life. For me, that's Jesus Christ, and I look to him as a perfect teacher, the perfect example of how to be the kind of person that I want to be, giving, loving, wise, able to, you know, to surrender to higher power, to, you know, just to move forward. So it's a choice. Life is a choice, and I choose joy and peace, no matter what the circumstances, and that is practicing seeing opportunities in everything that comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think possibilities, for me, possibilities just is exciting, you know, that anticipation, that, you know, maybe that little jittery butterfly feeling in your stomach. There's an aspect of unknown, you know, like right before you go down the slide or before the curtains open on the stage or give someone a present. I mean, all of these things like bring up that feeling, right? That excitement, that nervous, you know, jittery butterfly feeling. And that's kind of the feeling that I associate stability. And, you know, I think that we could take that feeling and go, oh, this is uncomfortable. This doesn't feel right. Or this is unknown. And we get scared. Right. And we don't continue step forward to that possibility. And just knowing that it's that sensation doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It could mean like, you know, it could be something really great happens. And if you stayed around just a little longer, you could see that, you know, they open the present and they love it. And the moment is even more exciting than the anticipation of it. You know, or whatever the situation might be.
Yeah. I also think there's a piece of it when it comes to tools that gratitude can be a big part of possibilities, especially when life throws curveballs along the way, that finding the gift in what's going on. As Terry mentioned before, you know, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? How do you keep going? And acknowledging that each of those steps along, I mean, we get our big ones in there and all of those things that support you. It's like that intention is almost like it's wrapping its arms around you, that it's something to lean into along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the gratitude helped you. It almost like helps you find the light, especially in those moments like Kelly, you're just talking about where things are uncomfortable and you're unsure. It's a way of leaning into the light. It's almost like how a sunflower grows really tall and faces the sun. There's shadows at the back and it's leaning. It's the matter of just kind of trusting and, you know, not following the light in that way where I'm following the light, but looking for the pieces of clarity, looking for the support, looking for the parts that you embrace, that help you grow. And, you know, acknowledging, giving yourself that pat on that back or that little internal high five and celebrating each of those steps forward. Because as you take a step, it's almost like it's that invisible staircase, another step shows up and another one shows up. And it's trusting that it's there and who knows what's going to be ahead for you. And it's all that excitement of, oh my gosh, what's next? What could happen next? Not in a, oh my God, what's going to happen? But it, wow, oh, that really worked. Okay, what's going to happen next? And celebrating each part of that journey instead of just barreling through and missing all of the amazing parts of that process.
Yeah, I love that you said the word trust, because I think that's really a big part of being willing to, you know, to be attentive to possibilities is that you trust. So you either trust yourself. I mean, I think first you trust yourself, you trust others, and you trust your higher power, whatever that is. So you trust, and that gives you courage to move forward in faith. And those are all words I love, so I have to put them in there. So it's that trust to move forward and with courage and faith that keeps you attentive and focused on what is it in that possibility that was a gift. You know, what was the gift in that situation, in that opportunity, in that relationship, and what was the gift? Because even the most difficult situations that I've faced in my life, sometimes it takes a while living with the situation or the circumstances in order to find the gift. But I've never not found the gift. I've always been able to see the gift and to see the opportunity and to be grateful for what I've learned. And so gratitude, acknowledgments, intentions, you know, all of the tools that we have in Fearless Living assist us to come to this point where we can actually court the opportunities, you know, seek the opportunities, see the opportunities, and then seize them in order to continue that growth process. So that's, I think that's pretty exciting.
There's some excitement too.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we are starting to wind down to the end of the podcast. What is one thing that you would want our listeners to go away with tonight, Ilana?
I would love for listeners to go away with that it all comes down to choice. You choose how you want to live your life. You choose how you want to, if you want to shift your mood. You choose whether you're willing or you're not willing. You get to choose to see this beautiful path ahead of you. And, or if you're on one you're not so sure about, you could take a step off of it. You're not a tree. You can move. That it comes down to choice and the lens that you want to look through. Do you want to look at through a lens of abundance and possibility or a lens of lack? And I think that it can be so exciting and so fun and full of so much joy and play to be able to see all of those amazing possibilities that are ahead of you and around you exactly where you are right now. Even if it may not feel like it. Sometimes you just got to do a twirl and something may show up.
Yeah.
So true. So true. Terry?
Yeah, I just, I love Ilana's whole, analogy to dancing. And, she just always makes me smile because I can just see her dancing. Dancing in the rain, dancing in the sunshine, dancing on the beach. She just...
dancing in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah. It just brings up for me that we can choose to dance or we can choose to be a wallflower. You know? And I want to choose to... I always want to choose to dance or sing or, you know. And I've worked at practicing being lighthearted and being able to have that capacity to find joy in every situation. And it has transformed my filter and way of looking at things. But I mean, I'm a lot older than Ilana, but I want to be like her when I grow up. You know, just, I want to be able to have that capacity to see the variety. I mean, there's so many kinds of dance, and I danced from the time I was a little girl until I was in college. And, you know, whether it was jazz, ballet, tap, whatever it was, I always felt a lot of joy in that. So I think that we can choose that joy And the analogy of a dance, I think, really helps to, because you're twirling, you're pointing, you have the positions in ballet, you have the fun of tapping, and, you know, there's just so much in dance that we can look at our lives and access the energy, the willingness, the joy, the exhaustion, you know, I mean, using your body to the point where you're just, you know, you dance until you fall down, and it's so much fun. So it's, I think that's part of it, is that being open-hearted, lighthearted, seeing life as an opportunity and just thinking of a dance. You know, she's always calling, find the cha-cha and change, you know, I mean, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. So it could be 1, 2 forward, 3 to the front, whatever. You know, it's just, I love that. And so I want people to take that away with them, that life is a dance. And you choose to be in the dance or to not.
Yeah, love that. Well, Alana, we want to give you the opportunity to share with our listeners how they can be in contact with you, if you have anything coming up that they could participate in. We want to definitely give you that opportunity.
Oh, I appreciate that. So to get in touch with me, I do have a website. It's ilanasara.com. It's ilanasara.com. And since we've been talking about possibilities, I actually have something really fun that I love to do, and I know both Kelly and Terry know this about me, is that I love to do card readings with positive messages and all that good stuff. And I wanted to do something special for your listeners, and that I'm offering 15-minute card readings for the possibilities in your life. And I'm actually offering that for free for your listeners if they email me at Ilana Sara Coaching. So it's ilanasara coaching @gmail.com, and mention that. And it would be my honor to be able to pull cards and give positive messages around possibilities. Normally that's something I charge for, but for this group, because they're here, I would absolutely be honored to do that.
That's awesome.
That.
And take advantage of that, because it's really amazing when she pulls the cards and they're exactly they fit you perfectly and just really propel you forward.
Yes, I love that. Does that go for me too?
Of course it goes for you too, and Terry.
All right.
And it's so much fun for me, so you know that.
Yes. I'm taking you up on it. Well, we want to thank you so much for being here with us, Alana. We have definitely had fun with you tonight, as we knew we would. And we want to remind all of you the 12 Steps of Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to know more about Fearless Living, please check it out at fearlessliving.org. You can always find everything that Terry and I have going on at fearlessgenerations.org. And we would love for you to go over there and check out the workshops we have coming up. We just started our 6-week class. If you really wanted to, you could still jump in. And we also have our program, our group program, that is based on these exact same 12 steps to freedom, but we go way deeper, and it is an amazing transformational program that we love, love, love doing. So if you'd like to know anything more about that, please reach out. You can email me at kelly@fearlessgenerations.org, or you can reach out on Facebook. Or any other social media, but Facebook is the best place. So we thank you all for being here tonight and continuing to come back each week. Please tell your friends, bring them on over. And we know that these tools that we've been sharing, these steps, can really fit your life and support you in being fearless. So until next week, everybody, be fearless.
Thank you, Alana. Bye. Be fearless.
Thank you. Bye.